it's a team member.
Yes. She has a commentary for us.
Yes.
I'd like to just tell everyone who's been listening to us that this will be our second to last show. We have about a couple more shows left on KKLA. If you've been following us for the past few years through the several radio stations we've been on, please stay tuned on our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, for updates on where we'll be next. You can also give us a call at our office, 714-556-8664. We'll let you know where we'll be. Again, the website is drtong.com, drtong.com, and our website, right, Dr. Mm-hmm. Tong, and our number is 714-556-8664. We have three callers already. Let's get to Lee. Are they all on the same line? Lee, Christine, and Eddie? Oh, let's see, line one, let's get to Lee. Is Lee there?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Yes, thank you.
Hi, Lee.
Mm-hmm. You have a question for us?
Yes, I had a question. I wanted to ask the doctor, does he treat stroke patients?
I treat any kind
of
patients.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can make you walk, make you stronger. Sometimes not 100%, but usually you feel a lot better after the very first treatment.
Yeah.
Not difficult, you know.
When did you have your stroke?
Well, I didn't have a stroke. My brother had a stroke. I'm coming to see the doctor tomorrow, but I wanted
Good.
To know if he treated stroke patients also.
Okay, you go to our website. There are plenty of cases of strokes, and the reason why you have any symptoms is because your life energy from your soul is not in your body. So you need that energy, the Chinese call qi, to move, to do any kind of thing that deal with daily activity. Mm-hmm. So all we have to do is open up the qi, and the qi open up circulation, you'll be stronger, and that's how you cure all kinds of diseases.
We actually have a very good example.
How long that he's had, like he had the stroke back in February.
Absolutely not.
February is not too far away, yeah. But you have it 10 years. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
February is still recent, so the results should be better.
Right. We actually have Judy from Escondido,
yes.
who
mm-hmm.
we treated last year. She had numbness all on the right side of her body. Her shoe would keep falling off when she was walking because her foot was so numb from her stroke. She has no more numbness. Her shoes fit again. They stay on her feet. She has no more pain. She had pain, too, after the stroke, and she's so much stronger.
She had the stroke for like 6 or 7 years.
6 or 7 years.
Or something like that.
Prior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
you go to our website.
Is paralyzed on his left side, mm-hmm. and his tongue is paralyzed. He can't talk, and he's fed mm-hmm. through a G-tube.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
That's
well, the
difficult.
Earlier you can come to see me, the better the results going to be. Because the longer it is, the more permanent the damage.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Due to lack of circulation,
yeah.
and which is due to lack of qi.
You have our number, Lee?
Yes, I have your number. I'm coming to see the doctor tomorrow. From my
oh, office. Great. Okay, then I'll see you tomorrow.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
you're in for a treat.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have a great weekend. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Let's get to our next caller, Christine, on line two. Hi, Christine, are you there? Is Christine there on line two? If Christine's not there, we can get to Eddie on line three. Oh, is Christine
Hello?
There? Hi,
Hi
welcome
Christine.
To our show.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
Yeah, Christine.
Oh, it's Christine.
Yeah, she's a nurse who used to come to see me.
Christine saw Dr. Tong a long time ago, right,
yes.
Christine?
Yeah, about 13 years ago. I was pregnant with my son. Mm-hmm. Or it was actually before.
Why don't you give a little short synopsis of your medical history, why you came to see me? You know, you have 6 sinus surgery before you come see me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to 7 months. Why don't you give a little summary on what happened?
Well, it all kind of started with sinus problems, and, you know, I had a lot of sinus surgeries prior to seeing Dr. Tong. They kept mm-hmm. misdiagnosing me and doing surgeries in my different sinus cavities, my maxillaries and turbinates, and you know, they never really got to the root of the problem. And I think finally they found out that it was in my ethmoids. I had 40 polyps in my ethmoid sinuses. And, you know, they did remove those. But then, of course, after that, I had more problems because I had a lot of scar tissue and adhesions.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, what ended up happening is I went to numerous doctors and ENTs and CAT scans and MRIs. And nobody was, you know, nobody could help me. And, you know, I actually even had to take time off of work because I was having so real intense pain in both my behind my eyes mostly. But ended up finding Dr. Tong, and, you know, he got me back to work. And I think within the first treatment, I felt relief. And he did where the pain was, the original pain. You know, he was giving me injections in my my eye areas, above my eyes, and the whole body. And so I immediately had relief. But I did have to keep coming back. I think I was with Dr. Tong for about 3 months. Is that right?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And then getting less and less. Like the first time I had to go, you know, like 3 times a week. And then like the second week, you know, it continued, but it gradually got to, you know, where I was pain-free. And
yeah, but you have other problems too. No lung problem, and then urinary problems. That you remember, you have a surgery to dilate your urethra.
Yeah, I had that's the other thing I did have quite a bit is I had a lot of UTIs going on, and I had 2 urethral dilations, and mm-hmm. the second one that I had after I had my son didn't work. And he helped me with that as well. And that was
one treatment. One treatment.
Yeah,
see?
That was one treatment. Yeah. Yeah, you've got a good memory, Dr. Tong.
Yes. Well, no, you wrote a letter, a very good letter. No, so I still remember it. Yeah. And then also, how about your son? Your son had otitis media, middle ear infection, mm-hmm. and had surgery. They put a little tube in the
They had put a tube in my son's ear. And, you know, because of all the relief that I had from Dr. Tong, and, you know, my son went. And I think he was just, he was a toddler
18
at
months.
The time, right? Yeah.
18 months old.
18 months. Yeah.
Yes.
And of course,
the youngest patient at that time I ever treated, yeah.
And how did he fix his problem?
Yeah, my son was a lot better after that, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember, okay, that you were taking a treatment. He was screaming and screaming and screaming. Mm-hmm. So I asked what happened. You told me the story. I say, okay, hold him down, okay? you just held him down, but you were not strong enough. He was wriggling so much, yeah. I missed the first shot. Yeah. I gave him 3 more, and he stopped crying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all the treatment he ever had.
Yeah, that's right. We were laughing about that. Because, he finally, when he got, after he had the injections, he calmed down right away.
Exactly. Yeah. No more crying from that point on.
18-month-old for injections, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we should talk about this, about what really the cause of infection is not the bacteria. See, recently there's 2 people that get the Nobel Prize because they discovered that ulcer associated with a bacteria called H. pylori. Okay, mm-hmm. That is just a symptom. The bacteria is not the cause of the ulcer, just like the bacteria and the viruses are not the cause of your son's middle ear infection, mm-hmm. nor the cause of your urinary infection. The cause is lack of circulation.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of circulation, as a result, then the bacteria overgrow. That is a symptom. Mm-hmm. It's not the cause. And they get a Nobel Prize for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I treat ulcer without using any antibiotics.
So, Christine, you haven't seen Dr. Tong for a while then, right?
It's been a while now. I just recently contacted him because I actually started to have the same problem on my left side. I did start having that pain started coming back again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did contact. Now I have an HMO. And before, when I went to see Dr. Tong, I had a Blue Cross PPO insurance. And unfortunately, now I have got a Blue Shield HMO. And I tried contacting the insurance company. And, you know, they won't let me, you know.
They won't even do a CAT scan for you.
Yeah, they won't even. Yeah, that's actually what I'm struggling with right now, is trying to even get a CAT scan. And they've
Describe what happened to your face.
Yeah, I'm having severe pain, and I'm having drainage, and I've been really, really sick. It's the first time I've been sick in a long time, actually, since mm-hmm. the last time I'd seen Dr. Tong. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've even been, you know, homesick and staying mm-hmm. home on the weekends, putting ice packs on my head and mm-hmm. trying to take pain meds. And I've been waiting for this CAT scan. And like I said, the first one they denied.
Why are they? So yeah, they're not even giving you conventional treatment?
Yep, they denied that one through my IPA. And then I actually filed a grievance then with Blue Shield, and then it called me and said it's going to take 30 days to do the review. And
that's so ridiculous.
In the meantime, what do they expect you to do?
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm in all this pain, and I called the insurance commissioner, and they said I have to wait until I get the denial from Blue Shield, and then I could do a complaint with them.
This is America. This is American medicine.
Yeah, it's really
can you imagine that? And you told me that the muscle around your eye area is shrunken. So are they blind and not see it?
Yeah. I've had tissue loss in my face, I've been seeing a dermatologist, and he said it was called lipid atrophy, and he's very concerned, and he's the one that even said you need to get in and find out what's going on, get a workup done, you need a CAT scan, and I went to go see my primary doctor, and he obviously was very concerned as well, and he did an urgent request for this CAT scan, and that's the one they denied.
Yeah. Well, here's the point, okay? I don't mean to knock down the CAT scan. The CAT scan would not help. Mm. Whatever this you found in the CAT scan is another symptom. Let's say a tumor, let's say infection. Those are symptoms. The real cause has to do with blocking of circulation, which is controlled by an energy the Chinese discovered called qi. So they won't be able to help you, whether they do the CAT scan or not. Mm. But the whole point is that with your face shrunken, that is so obvious, muscular atrophy. That how can you deny a CAT scan that the only thing they know to find out what's wrong?
Yeah.
They don't know what I know, so they should really
at least work it up
the conventional way.
And then
our government is tying free drugs with being in HMO. So why is so good with HMO?
Yeah, you need to switch insurances, I think.
I'm working on that right now. I'm trying to work on that, but it's so
expensive. I tell you, my first treatment, you feel better.
That's
because
true.
You open up the circulation, you feel better.
Yeah, I'm in so much pain that that's why I called Dr. Tong, because I said, I don't know what to do. And so I'm actually going to go see him because I'm just incapacitated. I have a six-year-old daughter, and, I can't even, take care of her properly because I've been in so much pain.
You know what really caused your problem to come back? It's been more than 10 years. It's because you're stressed. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's happening with your job
and
stuff like that. It's because you're stressed and the diet.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. We live in a society, we live in a modern society that are not very conducive to health.
Mm. Yeah. Christine, well, thanks for calling us to share your story with us.
I hope you can come back and see me.
Yeah, I hope you can come back to see Dr.
And you get better. It's easy.
Yeah.
With you're a young person. It's very easy.
And save some money.
Yeah. Good luck with your insurance, though.
Thanks for taking my call.
No, thanks for calling.
All right.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. I'd like to mention that Dr. Tong does accept insurance. Medicare pays for his services as well as private insurance. However, HMOs do not cover his services. So if you have Medicare, it's covered. You should give Dr. Tong a try. Whatever you may have, pain, depression, fatigue, allergies, infections,
stroke
like our first caller.
Everything, name of symptom. Mm-hmm. The medical profession use to label different symptoms.
The number to call is 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website for updates on anything that may be happening with us in the future. As far as being on a radio station, the website is drtong.com, drtong.com. We have over 200 shows archived from 2005, live shows with over 600 cases. Let's get to our last guest, Eddie, on line 3. Is Eddie there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, welcome to our show. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, you got it. It was worth the wait.
So why don't you give us a little synopsis, where you're from, what you do, and why you had to come see Dr. Tong.
Well, I have a variety of some complications, diabetes, herpes simplex 2, a fungus on my body that would just not go. And not only the visit, after the first visit, that the fungus started to disappear and stuff like that. He's very upfront with you. He tells you what he's doing, a regular doctor. He just goes in there, what's wrong, gives you right to prescription, and you're gone. He was very informative.
Yes.
He told us, what we were going to, have done to us, what, he does exactly. And I've been putting topical creams that the doctors were prescribing for me for the last 6 months. After one treatment, they're gone away, and it was just amazing.
No kidding. How many treatments have you had?
One.
Pardon?
How many treatments have you had?
I've been one treatment, and that topical cream that I've been getting prescriptions for didn't do nothing. One visit and look at this back problem that I have with this fungus right above my buttocks, it's going away, and that was just one visit. And he was very, you know, he sat down and talked to you and described about chi and, you know, things like that, that, you know, you got to have exercise, you got to eat right. It's a variety of things. No doctor has ever told me you got to eat right. Even has a list of foods that I would have never thought that a banana was a cold fruit. I mean, it's just amazing the things that I learned on my first visit. And
yeah,
that
was most important. Yeah, Eddie, that was most important. Because what you do in life is what causes the problem. Every symptom is caused by the patient. So from your stress, from your food, and they're energy part of your food. Everything have a soul. Every food have a soul. So depends on which energy you're lacking. You're lacking cold food, then you need cold food. You're lacking hard food, then you need hard food. If you're too hot, you should not take hard foods. If you don't learn this, even if I get you better, you go home and you mess it up and you block it again and your symptom comes back. That is why they spend the time to teach you that, so that you can get a permanent cure.
It's very important, right?
That's
amazing. One treatment. How long have you suffered from these problems for?
Oh, this particular one that is going away, that's been for months and months, and just one treatment, that one. And we're working on the other two, but, you know, it's one step at a time, and I was just amazed at the results in one visit that I couldn't get results from these prescriptions that I was getting from other doctors and stuff like that. So it was very, very good to know that there is cures out there for things. It just takes, like I mentioned earlier, diet, exercise.
Yeah.
You gotta live right, so to speak.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, people now do not take responsibility. How long have you had the low back pain?
Oh, that's been consistent for the last year and a half. And, you know, you finally go to the doctor, and after going three times, same things, creams, topical things, and it was more or less covering up. It wasn't healing it. And
exactly, covering up the symptom, not healing it. See,
so
when was your treatment? Your treatment is like more than a week or 10 days ago.
The 12th. Well, about a few days ago.
Oh, 4 days ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. See, the marking I use at the most, it lasts a few hours. So now that you still don't have the pain and the lesion that's disappearing, that means that your body is healing. That means that what we claim is right. We are curing you.
Right.
The permanent cure comes from the patient. The patient learned to live right, like you say. So after I correct you, you learn to live right, you get a permanent cure.
Okay, we have Eddie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Eddie.
Good luck to you.
Yes.
Okay, let's get to it. We have one more caller, BJ. She has a question about mass on the brain, tumor on the brain. Is BJ there?
Yes, BJ's here.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you. I was just wondering, is there anything in the natural that we can do as far as natural methods to help maybe decrease or stop the growth or on the mass that's on my niece's brain?
Okay. How old is your niece?
She's 38.
38. The most important thing, okay, for cause of symptom is blocking a circulation. Just like in a society, the most important thing of any symptom is because of blocking a traffic, circulation and traffic. You notice that when there's a traffic jam, they don't wait 2 seconds. They send something there to clear it. They don't wait 2 days or 2 months to get, we got some more important thing to do and just let this traffic jam go, okay?
Right.
Then you're going to get symptom for sure, because traffic blocks the circulation, block the food supply, block the police force, and so forth. Same thing like circulation in the body. It blocks the circulation. The circulation is controlled by the energy from your soul. You are living because this energy goes in the body and through circulation regulate health.
Okay.
So without circulation going to that part of your brain, then you have a riot. Okay? Lacking of circulation, lacking of oxygen, most of the time due to too much stress and too much acid. Tumors due to caused by too much acid had nothing to do with chemotherapy. Okay? Chemotherapy is toxic. you are already toxic. When you got a tumor, you're already toxic. Don't ever take chemo or radiation. You don't want to destroy the...
Right, that's what they want to give her, radiation in a couple of
weeks. Come here. Just do yourself a favor. I'm not even kidding. Bring your niece here.
Okay.
Because the circulate. Because I spent years looking for natural remedies for all my things. Years.
Okay.
Like decades.
Have you talked to, seen any natural doctors?
I've seen tons of natural doctors. And I'm telling you... Come here. I've heard in this office more times than I can count spontaneous remission of cancer.
Okay.
And I can't tell you that I've heard that anywhere else but here. Stop looking. Just make an appointment.
How can I get that information on your location?
The number to call is 714-556-8664.
Okay. Mary, I hate to say this. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
Come here.
And then, BJ, also, you can check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.
Right. I'm trying to get on there right now.
Yeah. And you can, all our location, everything will be there. You can give us a call. We'll be here till 6. You can make an appointment, okay?
And our past shows are there. You can listen to them.
Yeah.
200-some shows.
Yeah. Okay.
And a lot of cases with cancer, too.
Yes.
It's miraculous.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
This is not a religious show, okay?
Yeah, but when you walk around like a dying human being and then you come back to life, that is miraculous.
Exactly. Yeah, and people say sometimes they say after treatment it's like a miracle.
It is.
It's amazing. Even Mary today had a treatment and she was kind of emotionally distraught.
I was. I'm feeling way better now.
Yes.
It's amazing how that works. Just get out of your own way and let the professionals help you at Dr. Tong's office.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. We only have a couple more left on KKLA, but just stay tuned on our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. All of our past shows are archived there. We'll have updates on where we'll be in the future. Again, to let you know, we accept Medicare and all private insurance. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.